with something like this is always a sort of a surge at the start. I think there's no doubt about it that people in country areas, particularly I live near Shepparton, and obviously people around that area are heavily heavily impacted by that, the price war, and so they'll certainly be buying it in droves. And also in the city, there's sort of a very strong movement in the city, particularly by the sort of millennials who are sort of got a very high social conscience about these things. So, but I think that, at the end of the day, though, consumers are battling, and if you can save yourself, $10 a week by buying farm brand, private label milk, you will. So I think it's a short-term thing. I think it's fairly marginal in the scheme of things. I think there'll be a lot of social media talk about it while it's in the headlines, but I think then it will start to wave.
That won't be good news for the dairy farmers involved. And no. When Coles announced it was joining forces with dairy farmers and it'll have a new branded milk, it'll give dairy farmers a 20 cent per litre gift out of that to help them with a future fund, there was a lot of scepticism about Coles' motives. How do you judge Coles' motives?
Oh, look, obviously Coles are on the back foot. And, the $1 milk thing has had an extraordinary impact on the dairy industry. I calculated when it first came out that it was costing the area, it was transferring about $250 million a year from dairy farmers and processors to consumers and supermarkets. So it's had a profound impact. And, it's got the stage where the viability of our food supply has been threatened in some areas. So it's not only in dairy, but it's also in things like fruit and vegetables where products are selling way below cost of production and simply not sustainable. And, you can see why people are cynical about the 20 cent rebate. I mean, it's just a very small part of the thing. And when you look at, people losing in the hundreds of thousands on each farm, it's chicken feed. And I think it's almost insulting.
David McKenna, how much of the market now are private Coles and supermarket labelled milk?
My understanding is that Coles and Woolworths supermarket brand, private labels are about 70% or 80% of their sales. And Coles and Woolworths and Aldi account for 60% of all white milk sales. So it's about 90%, or 80 or 90% of 60%. So it's a big percentage, because milk is the classic private label thing because it's exactly the same as the other product. Some of the branded products are modified. They've got higher fat or lower calcium or whatever they're modified. But in general, milk is a commodity and there's no difference.
What's your conclusion about this scenario with milk?
Well, I think, consumers need to wake up that if they want to have good quality, fresh, safe Australian food, they're going to have to pay for it. And I reckon the Coles and Woolworths have had a big wake-up call because I think that they've pushed so hard to the point where Murray Goulburn is teetering, and I think they're starting to realise that maybe they've pushed too hard and maybe if they sent these companies broke, there'll be no one to get this product from. So I think that in itself is sort of it's really had an impact. But certainly there'll be – I don't think the average person, though, in the suburbs sort of understands this. And, it costs 50 cents a litre to produce milk at farm gate. And if Coles are selling it for a dollar, then it stands to reason you've got to package it, you've got to process it, you've got to transport it, and someone's got to make some money on the way through. So the margins are razor thin. And farmers need to be paid, a price that's fair. And consumers need to understand that.
So how do you help farmers with consumers' interest and sustain that as a fundamental change?
Well, I think the ACCC should be pushing. The thing is that the ACCC or its predecessor should never have allowed the mergers of supermarkets the way they have. So we've got a situation where we've got two supermarkets in control upwards of 80% of Australian retail food, and it's just the buying power is immense. They can. If you're a food supplier, you have to deal with Coles and Woolworths, and you have to take what they offer or lump it. And you can't. If you need them, so they've got immense bargaining power, and so it's all. I think it's all about decent regulation, but floor prices would be a disaster.